Welcome to this week's edition of the BISD Roundtable. I'm your host, Ed Pothel. And this week, we are talking with a couple of students who are members of the Brenham High School FFA, one of my favorite groups that my whole family was part of back in Massachusetts. So love the FFA. Glad to have you here. And if you could, ladies, introduce yourselves.
I'm Maddie Niebuhr, and I am the Brenham FFA reporter.
Hi, my name is Taylor Claudie, and I'm the Brenham FFA vice president.
All right. And now this morning, going to talk about a few different topics. First of all, if you could, tell us what are CDEs.
CDEs are career development events. They're events that are held in the spring for our members to participate in things that they might want to pursue as a future career. So we have welding and fabricating events. We have dairy cattle judging events. We have livestock judging events, poultry judging events, all kinds of stuff like that. We also have public speaking contests that fall under that category as well.
All right. Now, what do you have to do to prepare yourselves for things like public speaking contests?
So we just have to pick a category. There are five categories for us to pick from. Me personally, I'm doing a speech under the ag business category. So all we do is we research our topic. We use the internet. We use books. We use other people to get our information. And then we write a transcript, and then we memorize it, and then we give this speech at invitational contests and our area contests and hopefully state contests as well.
All right. And now, what are some of the qualifications that you have to run for FFA officers?
Well, previously running for FFA officer, you had to be either a sophomore or a junior to qualify for this position. However, this past year, we opened it up to freshmen, which I'm extremely excited about this decision because it's opened up a whole new slate of candidates that have so much potential in them to be a great leader in the FFA program. Our qualifications for running for an FFA officer, you have to fill out an application and also get letters of recommendation, recommending your character and also the leadership potential in you. You also have to undergo an interview with FFA teachers from other areas, as well as make a speech in front of the whole FFA chapter.
All right. And now, of course, a big part of FFA, the support of the alumni. How does the alumni program support the Brenham FFA?
Well, our Brenham FFA alumni program certainly is the backbone of our FFA program. They help us out whenever we need money to go to judging contests or any other events that we need help with. And I'm so happy that we have their support in everything that we do. Coming up in, I think, April, we have a pork steak dinner that the alumni is throwing to help benefit us. So just if you want to help support the FFA program, just also support the alumni program.
All right, and what improvements have been made to the school barn, and what is left to be done?
Well, there's not much left to be done to the school barn except for open it up to maybe more species and open up so that we can support more animals in that living facility. We have walkways, all sorts of things to help keep the animals comfortable, and we just want to be able to let all the FFA members know that we have a space for them in case they're interested in these livestock projects because they can teach you so much that perhaps CDEs and LDEs can't teach you. They allow you to grow as a person along with that animal. And I look forward to all of our FFA members going to the school barn and being able to participate in livestock projects.
All right. Anything else that we need to touch on here this morning?
No, sir.
All right. And if anybody in the public wants to support FFA or if they want to just help out, how would they get in touch with just call the high school and ask for the FFA advisor?
Yes, sir. Certainly.
All right. Well, Taylor, Maddie, thanks an awful lot for being with us this morning.
Thank you so much.
All right. And we've been talking Brenham FFA here on the BISD Roundtable. I'm Ed Pothel. We'll be back again next week here on KWHI.